Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here at 464-8295. But we're going to be, of course, talking this afternoon to our good friend Chris Pinto, who's in studio with us. He can't hear anything on the earphones. He will in just a couple of minutes. But Chris Pinto has put together two wonderful videos. One of them is called Megiddo 1. The other is called Megiddo 2. And the first video really deals with the prophecies. Chris, thank you so very much for being in studio with us today.
Thanks for having me again, Dr. Stan.
All right, fine. And of course, we're talking about the Megiddo 1. And so do you begin to get into the background of the three prophecies that, foretold the First World War and the Second World War and World War III. Would you like to pick up that story?
Well, sure. We talk about in Megiddo 1, after we give an overview of prophecy, we go over the history of this of what is now known as the New World Order movement, or this march toward creating some kind of a global government that's prophesied in the Bible. But what we try to do is to pull it out of the realm of the whisperings of conspiracy theories and so on, and to bring it into the realm of history and just go over the historical side of this movement and those things that are very well documented and that have been written about over the past two centuries by a host of writers and researchers, some men, great political men in history, world leaders, men like Winston Churchill, and others who have talked about, written about, and discussed this movement from a variety of angles. And so we document many of their quotes, and we show that through the 20th century especially, there has been a very strong move to establish a one-world government. The presentation of that world government is supposedly to bring about the salvation of mankind. That, in other words, mankind keeps growing in its technology, in its abilities to establish weaponry and so on. And so if we want to avoid a nuclear disaster and blowing ourselves up, well, then we have to come up with a centralized, single-world government, or we will perish. So this world government is thought of to be the salvation of men. Everybody from, Albert Einstein to Winston Churchill, as we said, to Nehru, who was the leader of India in the days of Mahatma Gandhi, and a host of others have spoken about the need for this world government. And we quote many of them, and then we get into the political leaders who began to define that world government with the term the New World Order. And very, very specifically, early on in the 20th century, H.G. Wells was writing about the New World Order. He even published a book called The New World Order. And then that term was kind of picked up, and it was carried forth. And you find quotes from everybody from Mikhail Gorbachev to President George Bush Sr. to Adolf Hitler. In fact, as we give a progression of the quotes.
Hold that thought for just a moment. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Chris Pinto, who's in studio with me. And Chris has done a wonderful job. He has put together two videos very, very professionally with all sorts of animation and interviews and film footage. You'll find really gripping videos. The first one, Megiddo 1, is two, and A quarter hour is Megiddo 2 is 3 hours. Fascinating insight into what's really going on in the world today. Under any circumstances, we're talking about Megiddo 1, and of course Megiddo 1 gets us into the prophecies that we have to have a world government. So many people have talked about this, and believe me, ladies and gentlemen, everything suggests that we are headed into World War III, which will end up with a world government. But the question is this world government going to solve the problems of mankind, or is it going to bring some very evil and tyrannical people to power who are going to do everything they can to destroy Christianity and, of course, to decimate the lives of countless billions of people? And this is a very real possibility. Now, and Chris, you talk in your Megiddo 1 about this prophecy that there will be a third world war. Do you want to pick up on that story?
Sure. I wouldn't necessarily call it a prophecy, although it could be construed that way. I think it certainly is among those who are practitioners of esoteric wisdom and the occult, but probably not among all of them. But we talk about a letter that was written back in 1870 by a man named Giuseppe Mazzini. And Mazzini was the head of Italian masonry, he wrote a letter to Albert Pike, and Albert Pike at the time was considered the head of American masonry. And in this letter, Mazzini is alleged to have written that this outline for finally establishing this world empire, the New World Order. And the plan that he outlined to Pike was a plan that called for three world wars. And the first world war would be during this global upheaval, a kingdom, a new empire would be established based upon these Illuminist or really satanic ideals, and that empire, of course, was the Soviet Union. And anybody who studies the Soviet Union carefully, anybody who reads the Black Book of Communism that was published in the 90s, and that chronicles.
Oh, that's off right there, Chris. Well, with us this afternoon is Chris Pinto, and of course we're talking about the letter that Mazzini had allegedly written to Pike back in 1870, outlining a plan for three world wars. And you know, we actually have the memoirs of the Kaiser Wilhelm's memoirs. In that, he talks about how he was told that there was a Masonic plot to bring about World War I. You see, World War I really didn't make any sense. Why would the Christian nations of France and Russia and England attack the Christian nations of Austria, Hungary, and Germany, and prolong a war for four bloody years and kill 21 million people? The Germans repeatedly tried to have a peaceful settlement, and there was no way the West was going to allow that. Had America stayed out of the war, we would have saved probably 5 million lives. Instead, our leaders insisted that we get into that war, and it wasn't our war at all. But the American people were manipulated in by a carefully conceived propaganda concept, very, very similar to what we're hearing today. Only in those days, why, it was the wicked Germans. Now it's the wicked Islamists. And, of course, the wicked Germans were cutting off the breasts of Belgian women and the hands of little Belgian boys, and terrible atrocity stories. And I'm not certain that in every war there aren't atrocities, and some terrible things are happening over there in Iraq today. But everything is being done today to get the Americans to hate the Islamic people and the Muslim people in a similar manner, to get the Muslim people to hate the American people, just as during the First World War, propaganda was used to get the Germans and the Austrians to hate the Allies, and the Allies and Americans to hate the Germans and Austro-Hungarians. So the same techniques are used over and over again. And we were drawn into the terrible First World War, just as exactly has been prophesied back in the 1870s. And according to Kaiser Wilhelm, there was a secret Masonic meeting where the whole thing was planned out. That's what he says. If any of you'd like to see the pages from his memoirs, we'll be glad to get those for you and pick up the story there, Chris.
Well, Well, this plan for three world wars dates back again to 1870, and I'm not sure how Kaiser Wilhelm fits into it, but the plan is outlined by Mazzini to Pike, outlined, you know, in a sort of a general outline, what these three world wars would be about. The First World War was to set up the Soviet Union. The Second World War, the plan was, at any rate, that this new Soviet Union that would be set up would receive power over Europe. The plan didn't work out perfectly, as, you know, occult prophecies never do, but they ended up receiving half of Europe. And those who have studied, like yourself, Dr. Stan, the famous meeting at Yalta with Roosevelt, Churchill, and Stalin, I think the world was somewhat baffled, and to this day, if you study it, it's baffling to consider that Stalin helped start the war with Hitler, having marched into Poland and launched World War II. Stalin was every bit as guilty as Hitler, and even more so, of setting up concentration camps. They were just called gulags in Russia, and he was mass murdering people. He was a brutal dictator. He didn't get as much press or as much attention as Hitler, but it's hardly conceivable that Roosevelt would have known nothing about his activities. And nevertheless, Roosevelt, along with Churchill, but FDR seems to have been the, you know, a key player in this, appoints half of Europe into the hands of the Soviet Union. It's a political move that makes absolutely no sense whatsoever, because why would you consign, you know, half the European population into the hands of a brutal dictator when you know that he's out brutalizing and killing people, especially if you buy into the argument that FDR got us into the war because he was concerned about the atrocities that Hitler was committing against the Jews and Gypsies and others. But it makes all the sense in the world if you take this plan into consideration, and this plan was to give power to the Soviet Empire over Europe. And so that's step two. That's what World War II was intended to be about. World War III, according to this, you know, Mazzini outline, is a war that's supposed to erupt to begin with the Muslims and the Jews in the Middle East. And it's supposed to lead to the Third World War and ultimately bring about this single world empire. That's the plan, anyway.
And we can just see this whole incredible plan unfolding before our very eyes. Why, you know, if we were attacked by some Islamic people, 15 of the 19 came from Saudi Arabia. Why did we attack Afghanistan? And then why did we attack Iraq? And why are we still in Iraq today? And when are our boys going to come home? And the truth of the matter is they're not going to come home. And why is our government allowing people like Newsweek to publish this article? That article was cleared with the Pentagon, the article about the flushing of the Quran down the toilet. It was cleared with the Pentagon, you know, before the Newsweek ever printed the article. We've allowed people to go in and take pictures of Guantanamo, humiliating the Islamic prisoners there to inflame the Islamic world. In a similar manner, why have we allowed those pictures at Abu Ghraib to be circulated throughout the world to inflame the Islamic world? Because if you don't have an enemy, how can you have a war? Well, go ahead, Chris.
Well, yeah, that's the thinking of now. You know, on this letter by Mazzini, I think it's fair. It's only fair to mention that the letter. You know, there are a number of sources that have documented this letter, that have written about it. There's even a website called ThreeWorldWars.com. There's a number of people who have talked about this. I've heard about it from David Bay from Cutting Edge Ministries. Talks about how this plan has been handed down by the oral tradition through secret societies and so on. William Still, in his book, The New World Order, talks about this letter from Mazzini and how it hung for a number of years. in the British Museum. But it's only fair to mention that the letter did at some point disappear, and it doesn't seem that anybody's got a hard copy of the original document. I've heard that a number of people have tried to track it down, but I don't know that there's any, you know, I don't know that there's any hard documentation on this thing. But the evidence, I think, historically, this is why I bring up Yalta, the evidence historically for the things that happened, why would the United States finance the Bolshevik Revolution? You know, why would Wall Street investors help the Soviet Union? Basically, why would they help the Russian Revolution and help guys like Lenin and Trotsky? Why would they finance them? Why would somebody like Winston Churchill make reference in a London newspaper in 1920? Why would he reference this plan, this great plan that goes back to the days of Spartacus Weissop, as he put it, and that it he Churchill himself links the plan from Weissop to Karl Marx and his Communist Manifesto. He traces it to the French Revolution and the Jacobins and what they were doing, all the way up through the Russian Revolution, and he insists in this article that it's all part of the same movement. And this is what we really track in Megiddo Part 1.
And I think you're doing an excellent job. And if you are out there in the listening audience and have not seen Megiddo 1, you need to order it, and we'll tell you later in the program how to do that. Go ahead, Chris.
But again, back to this plan for three world wars, it's the only thing that, to me anyway, and there may be some additional evidence, although there's an interesting quote from Richard Gephardt in the Wall Street Journal, and we present this quote in Megiddo 1, where he says, "We can see beyond the present conflict in the Middle East to a new world order." And that's only part of the quote. But it's very interesting that he says we can see beyond, what he says is we can see beyond the present shadows of war. And he talks about the shadows of war in the Middle East and how we can see beyond those shadows to a new world order. And then he goes on to say that this was exactly or entirely the vision of FDR and Churchill for the post-war era. And it seems to be tying together this idea of three world wars. It's almost as though he's admitting that this plan does exist, and that the same vision that FDR and Churchill had, and that they were carrying out at Yalta, that the fulfillment of that is going to be through this this war taking place in the Middle East, whatever it is that it's going to be ultimately. And I don't know exactly how it's going to come about, but certainly the turmoil in that part of the world is unmistakable, and it's hard to ignore because it just seems to be getting worse and worse. And of course, when we marry this whole thing up, while I don't believe that the occult plan/prophecy is going to work out perfectly, I do believe that God's plan is going to work out perfectly, and it's fascinating that when we go into the prophecies of the Bible, in particular Zechariah, where God talks about how in the last days he would make Jerusalem a cup of trembling to all the nations of the earth, that's exactly what is happening in that part of the world, and how Jerusalem, the city of Jerusalem, and the conflict over that city, and in particular the Al-Aqsa Mosque, which Muslims are insistent is one of their most holiest shrines, and yet the Jews are insisting that the Muslims have built this mosque on top of the Temple Mount, where Solomon's temple once stood.
I think there are many people who fear that one day the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Dome of the Rock will come down, and that will precipitate a holy war. We'll be right back here.
That will really help you to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Carr's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Carr's book, Inroad to Global Occupation. his second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going to the background of Masonry, Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Carr will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today. And unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Carr.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In the 1970s, there was a group of Italian immigrants in the small town of Rosetto, Pennsylvania, who drew worldwide attention for their unusual cardiovascular health, despite their pasta diets. I recently uncovered the fact that their unusual health was attributed to the precious red wine which they imported from Italy. Today we know this as the French paradox, the fact that the French exhibit greater cardiovascular health, despite their fatty diet, because of the red wine they drink. Wouldn't it be great to enjoy the health benefits of red wine without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives? Well, now you can with Longevinex, the world's first stabilized red wine molecules preserved in an airtight capsule just like in a sealed bottle of red wine, equivalent to 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex for healthy aging without the calories and alcohol. 866-405-4000.
Invested in gold and silver coins or bullion in the last several years? If so, you've most likely been taken advantage of. In a lot of cases, out and out lied to. There are several tricks of the trade in play in the precious metals and collector coin markets. This is especially true during a hot market. Although it doesn't take a savvy investor to avoid the pitfalls of unscrupulous coin and metals dealers, it does take some common sense and the knowledge of which questions to ask. The asset management professionals at Colonial Resources can arm you with a few simple questions to ask your current broker or coin dealer. To find out if you've been taken advantage of, or if you're thinking of investing, call Colonial Resources toll-free, 1-800-685-4042. The precious metals and collector coin markets are hot and definitely where the smart money is heading. But before you make a mistake that could cost you hundreds or even thousands of dollars, call the professionals at Colonial Resources. The call and the advice are free. 1-800-685-4042. That's 800-685-4042.
For a loved one, consider Cozy Home in Moss Landing. The 6-bed facility provides nutritious home-cooked meals, special diets, private rooms, recreational activities, on-site podiatry, occupational and physical therapy, 24-hour supervision, as well as housekeeping, personal laundry service, transportation for doctor's appointments, and much, much more. The facility is located at 97 Springfield Road in Moss Landing. Please call Crystal at 831-840-1361. That's 831-840-1361. Or Elsie at 831-840-2410. That's 831-840-2410. And ask for a brochure or a tour of the facility.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Chris Pinto. And Chris has been telling us about the videos he's produced. And, of course, Megiddo 1 gives you an excellent overview of what's going on from a prophetic point of view. And we actually have people who are using this to teach prophecy, but more than that, to bring prophecy up to the rapidly unfolding events that we are witnessing today. It has a profound impact on both believers and non-believers. And then let's get on into Megiddo 2. What's the basic theme of that video?
Well, in Megiddo 2, what we're trying to accomplish there is to draw a line really from the book of Genesis and the Garden of Eden and the seduction and the fall of mankind with the lie of the serpent to Eve, and to draw that line from Eden all the way through history up into the 19th and 20th centuries, and to show how this ancient lie is the very backbone of what is called the New Age movement. So it's, you know, the name of the video or the DVD is Megiddo 2, The New Age. And we track the history of the New Age movement. We've got, you know, about a 12-minute animated opening where we show the whole, you know, the creation sequence and the creation of man and Adam and Eve and so on. And we just remind people of what exactly the serpent said to Eve and how this led to the entrance of sin and death into the world. And then we go from there and we talk about early America and the very forward Christian belief that seemed to exist in early America. At least there are a host of quotes from American leaders and great men of history from that era and the things that they had to say. And then we show the entrance of New Age theology in the 19th century through what was known as the Spiritist movement. And the Spiritist movement began, if you do the history on it and you do some research, you'll find most Spiritists trace it to 1848 with the Fox Sisters encounter, which was kind of like the gunshot beginning for this spiritual activity that began at that period. And the Fox Sisters, you know, very quickly, they were these young girls who lived in Hydesville, New York, and they claimed to come in contact with a disembodied spirit that they called Mr. Splitfoot. Mr. Splitfoot, some people believe, is an old world term for Satan or the devil. But they came in contact with this spirit, and through a series of rappings and communication, kind of like a Morse code with the spirit, these girls came to, the spirit communicated that it had been, you know, it was a man who lived in this house, and he'd been murdered, and he was buried in the cellar. Well, in due time, they found some evidence that something was buried in the cellar. Years later, a newspaper would report that the body of the man, supposedly, who was responsible for the rappings and so on, was found in the cellar in that house. And so there's a lot of supposed evidence, at least from the reports that you read on this, that gave people the impression that the spirit realm is very real and that these spiritual entities are to be trusted.
But of course the thing is that the spirit realm is really very real, but these spirit entities are not to be trusted. Would that be a fair statement?
I think that would be a very fair statement. But there have been monuments erected and plaques, and you know, we document them in Megiddo too, that talk about this, glorify this Hydesville home, which is believed to be the birth of modern spiritism, where, you know, disembodied spirits from the other world were made contact with mankind. And it's as though the impression that you get if you read their writings and so on, it's like the spirit realm had somehow or other been extinguished for a time. Not that I necessarily believe that's what happened, but that's kind of what they believe. And that it reopened all of these channels of communication and did so in a manifold manner. Right at the same time that this Fox Sisters encounter was happening, there's a guy named Andrew Jackson Davis that's sometimes called the John the Baptist of modern Spiritism. And Andrew Jackson Davis, supposedly on the same day of the Fox Sisters encounter, writes down in his diary, you know, he has a warm spiritual voice says to him, you know, brother, the good work has begun. Behold, a living demonstration is born. And the living demonstration was these rappings in Hydesville, New York. And so this guy, Andrew Jackson Davis, he's into, you know, meditation and hypnosis and so on, and channeling.
Hold that thought right there.
Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about. Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war. Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, The Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, The Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177, or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon, Chris Pinto, his two videos, Megiddo 1 and Megiddo 2, and we recommend them both very, very strongly. We've moved a lot of them to our ministry. We think it's a very important tool that you can use to educate others about what's really going on and about the spiritual battle that we face today. Well, if you'd like to give us a call, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you'd like to talk to Chris, if you have any comments at all about what we're talking about, if you don't understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological and cultural battlefield, you can't understand anything that's going on, because nothing really makes sense. I mean, why would it be that our leaders are spending this country into financial insolvency? I mean, because no country has ever survived the sort of spending spree we're on at the present time, trying to fight a war, trying to provide something for everybody, trying to find subsidized medical care for the elderly. We are spending 6% more than we're producing, and you can't do that long before a whole economic system collapses. Why would anybody want to collapse our economic system? Well, you'll understand this if you understand that there is another dimension out there. Chris, why don't you go ahead and pick up your story of really what is going on and how your Megiddo 2 begins to put things into sharp focus?
Well, in Megiddo 2, the focus that, you know, give a nutshell to Megiddo 1, what we try to do in Megiddo 1 is to define this doctrine about a world government. In Megiddo 2, what we're really defining, I think, is this move toward establishing a global religion, a global spiritual understanding that will break down all the barriers of the world religions and allow them all to come together. And of course, we see this, and you know, we talk about it in Megiddo 2, kind of a foreshadowing of it in Part 1. But the Pope's gathering of all the various religious leaders in Assisi, Italy, in 1986. He did it again, I believe, in 2002, when he came together with Muslims and Hindus and witch doctors and snake charmers and fire worshippers and all of these different leaders from the various religions of the world, American Indian shaman and so on, and he joined hands with them and he said, "We're all praying to the same God." Now, of course, as he would do this kind of thing, Cardinal Ratzinger would usually come out and issue some kind of a statement, basically saying that, yes, you know, while the Pope acknowledges all the other religions, we need to remember that all the religions must be under the authority of Rome and the Catholic Church and so on. Cardinal Ratzinger, of course, is the new Pope. So this is part of that movement, but, you know, of course, this movement is not confined to Catholicism. If you go into any of the esoteric wisdom schools, if you look at any esoteric wisdom teachers and writers and so on, and whether it's Shirley MacLaine, and of course we talk about Shirley MacLaine, or you go into J.Z. Knight, who's more of a sensationalist channeler, but it's very interesting for those who, you know, might think J.Z. Knight is kind of old news. She recently was featured in this rather bizarre documentary called What the Bleep Do We Know? And this is a documentary that's been released. I've seen part of it. And J.Z. Knight is featured there as one of the esoteric wisdom teachers in this rather bizarre documentary. But the New Age movement is, I think it's a lot more dangerous than people imagine, because what it does is it really attempts to embrace Christianity and then to sort of dissolve Christianity into all, you know, this whole pool of world religious understanding. People who think they're not impacted by the New Age movement, well, if you know anybody who holds the view that all religions should be regarded equally, then you know people who have been impacted by the New Age movement, because that's ultimately its aim. It's to break down all of the barriers. God maintains throughout the Bible that He is holy, and this is a point we try to make in Megiddo 2. Isaiah, you've got the seraphim, these angelic beings that are crying out, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord." And the sound of their cry is so great that the pillars of God's temple in heaven shake and tremble at the sound of the seraphim. And I believe the Lord is trying to get a point across. He says in the scripture, "Be you holy, even as I am holy." And the word holy means separate. God's Holy Spirit is a separate spirit. It's not intermingled with all the other spiritual powers and beings in the world. But what the New Age movement is trying to do is to make everything unholy, to sort of make everything unseparate, so that we won't have any boundaries. We won't be able to distinguish Jesus from Buddha or Krishna or Muhammad, that they'll all be blended in and they'll all be counted as one and the same. And this is really, I believe, Satan's way of establishing his unholy empire. And it is the religion, I believe, it's going to be. And there are many teachers and scholars and so on that we present in Megiddo 2, a number of them, others in Megiddo 1 who are basically confirming the same, that this will be most likely the religion of Antichrist, the beast of the apocalypse mentioned in the book of Revelation, that it will be a religion that diminishes the deity of the real Christ, Jesus Christ, and exalts man, or ordinary man, of himself to the position of divinity. And this is the real lie of the serpent, that through the pursuit of knowledge, man can become as God, or as a God, and that he doesn't really need God to be redeemed or to be saved. And we show a number of these teachers and channelers and spiritists and so on who are all saying the same thing. And they're all confirming this this lie, this New Age deception.
Basically, you have some wonderful, wonderful film footage in there of some of these, some of the channelers, and actually as they're taken over by the demonic spirits talking. Where did you get that footage? That is amazing footage.
Well, I spent a good bit of time just researching a number of, you know, finding out who these teachers were, first of all, and then trying to find out if there were any kind of documentaries or anything that that dealt with them. Now, of course, when you get into channelers, I stumbled across one documentary called UFOs and Channelers, and it's a very popular thing in the channeling community for these channelers to channel supposedly alien entities that are, you know, from other planets or other solar systems and so on, and supposedly these alien beings are trying to communicate with certain mediums so that they can send a message into the world and prepare them for the great paradigm shift that's coming, where the belief system of mankind is ultimately to be radically changed, so that all of the traditional understanding that we have about life and creation and where we come from and where we are supposedly going, and where I think generally mankind believes we're going, that all of that's going to be wiped away. I said, you know, generally where mankind believes they're going. I think generally in the world, even among people who are not Christians, people constantly make a reference to God, the devil, heaven, hell, the idea of being held accountable for your actions and your behavior. Well, the New Age movement and this paradigm shift that they're hoping to bring about is intended to wipe away all of that. And one of the things that they get into are UFOs, and if you talk to a number of these teachers, it's interesting. You'll be talking to a New Ager, and they're unfolding the New Age wisdom, and then somehow or other, they will get off on the issue of ufology, and how, you know, what if, you know, like in the movie Independence Day, what if all of these UFOs showed up out of nowhere? And you had these alien beings that came and introduced themselves to the whole world, and they said, well, we are, you know, we're really the gods that created you, and so on, that would change the understanding of all mankind. And there's a number of people who are out there believing that this or something like this will happen at some point.
Well, I don't doubt that something is going to happen, but I think for our listeners, I hope that they will realize these are demonic beings that hold UFO concept based in demonology. And of course, it's not that they're not real, they are real, but they're coming from another dimension. Well, let's go to Mike, who's calling from Santa Cruz, and Mike is certainly an expert on this because he spent many years involved with the occult. Mike, thanks so much for being with us.
You know, close to 20 years, and I was a channeler, I admit, and I agree with everything Chris is saying today. It's all true, and the one thing that comes to my mind as he speaks is a phrase like, evil never holds still. It's always going somewhere. And if you can do anything at all, you can anticipate. You need to anticipate or try to and head something off somewhere. Or, you know, the world is going to go to pieces. There's no saving it, but there is a lot to be done in the way of saving people from going with it. But I want to ask Chris a question. If he's looked at, regarding the New Age in the church, or coming into the church, there's the Message Bible, A Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren, and the Emerald Tablet of Hermes. I wondered if you've looked into the interplay between these three.
You know what? I'm familiar with the Message Bible. I'm familiar with. Did you mention Rick Warren?
Right.
And
promotion of the Message Bible.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another. I've read selected passages from the Message Bible, which I just would not recommend to anyone. It seems very clear if you look at the progression of the publication of all of these newer Bibles through the latter part of the 20th century, right up to the message, that it's it almost seems to be part of a very calculated program to, you know, with each publication, with each revision, to change the message of the gospel a little bit more and more and more and more, and to get people used to the idea of having all these different versions out there, so that you can come up with a version that's just so loose and free form, and you know, it you can interpret things any way you want to interpret them. And that seems to be very much the direction that the Message Bible is leading people.
Have you looked at the Lord's Prayer in the Message Bible?
You know what? I believe I have read it, but I cannot recall it.
As above, so below is the phrase. It comes right out of the New Age, doesn't it?
Well, the Hermetic philosophy,
yeah.
Specifically the Emerald Tablet of Hermes, which I believe anybody interested in these topics should study, because it's really a foundational document.
And, of course, the Lord's Prayer says, "In earth as it is in heaven." But they've substituted an occult phrase, as above, so below. Isn't that right?
Yeah, and their idea there, the philosophy behind that, is that the Earth is like a microcosm of the cosmos, or the macrocosm, and they reflect each other back and forth, and it gets quite involved, too involved for this conversation right now.
Well, I think, Mike, the fact that you were part of the New Age and the occult for so many years, you could appreciate this, whereas the average Christian, being totally isolated from a realization of this other dimension, has no idea what's going on, and he simply follows blindly along like the children of Hamlet behind the Pied Piper.
Mm-hmm. They are, like sheep.
Okay. Look, thanks so much. Okay. Anything else you want to say there, Mike?
That's enough for now.
God bless. Bye-bye. Okay, go ahead, Chris.
You know, I was going to say, I was going to ask Mike a question, actually, but he's gone. It's okay. If I remember, because I am familiar with the phrase, as above, so below, as I've been doing some studies in Rosicrucianism and so on. That's a phrase that seems to come up, in the Hermetic wisdom, as he said, quite a bit. And if I remember it correctly, it has to do with the idea of man's divinity, you know, just as above, so as God is above, so he is below, and completely fits in with New Age doctrine and the lie of the serpent.
All right, fine. And I think that this, since most people don't even understand that there are Rosicrucian chapters in almost every major city in the United States. For people who'd like to begin looking into these organizations, and please let me warn you that you never want to accept what they say, because they're seductive, they'll pull you in, but you can go up on the internet and look up Rosicrucians, you look up the Theosophists, look up, of course, the Masons, because they're well over between 2 and 3 million members of a secret society who has sworn horrible oaths, of course, to protect other Masons under almost all circumstances. How can you have a free society when you have people who've sworn oaths that supersede their loyalty to their family or to God or to their country? And the Masonic oath does, because once you've sworn those oaths, why, your life changes forever, unless, of course, you have the courage to renounce them. Well, we've got about 2-3 minutes now for you to sort of wrap up, so that people will really, hopefully, will want to get hold of Megiddo 2. Why do people need to get these videos? How will it help them to understand what's really going on in the world today?
Well, what we try to do in Megiddo 2, and I think this is very, very important, and this is where you come in, Dr. Stan, because for those who don't know, we did interview Dr. Stan Monteith for Megiddo 2, and in the last half hour, we not only explain where the New Age has begun and the history of it and how it's come into the 20th century and so on, but we also talk about and we try to warn people about where it's going. And that's where we actually flew out to Elberton, Georgia, and we shot some footage of the Georgia Guidestones that are out there. And this is something that a lot of people have become fascinated with. A lot of people don't even know that it exists. I still ask people, and they quite often say they're not aware of it. But you should be. This is where we have Dr. Stan on camera, and he explains it, and we supply the footage. But it's this plan within the New Age to ultimately, exalt those enlightened persons who are initiated into the New Age system, but also to get rid of all those who don't fit in with the program. And what we show in Megiddo 2 is that those who are targeted foremost are Christians, are those who believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Ultimately, they're the ones who are targeted for removal. And throughout the New Age movement, if you read enough of their literature, they talk about those who will not receive their message, who will not receive their New Age Christ, who will not be initiated into Lucifer, as David Spangler puts it, and how those people are ultimately going to have to be removed and graduated into what lies beyond. But of course, the suggestion is that they're going to be killed.
And I think that, ladies and gentlemen, you better understand what this is really all about. Because they have said that those who will not simply evolve into a higher form of consciousness will have to be removed, and they're really talking about you and your children.
Another of our fascinating four tape sets is entitled Concentration Camps, and it's four interviews with people talking about the move to establish concentration camps in the United States. Now, most people say that's foolish talk. We couldn't have that. And yet, if you listen to these tapes, you'll find out that those camps are a reality. They are being set up in case of civil disturbance. And of course, the authority for the establishment of the concentration camps comes from the executive orders, which were actually put through during the time of the Reagan administration. For documentation of the location and the background to the formation of these camps, their establishment, and what may very well happen or what they may be used for in the future, I suggest you call our 800 number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for America. Our values, our future are under attack today.
Have you ever wondered whether you're really getting the truth from the media? Have you ever thought that maybe somebody's controlling your reality? Well, there's going to be a meeting. It's going to be held at the Westin Hotel over by Great America. It's going to be on May 28th and 29th, and it's going to be at the Conspiracy Conference. Now, if you'd like to know more about the Conspiracy Conference, call 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999. This is the fifth exciting year they've had this. Dick Gregory is going to be there, Nick Begich. There's going to be Daniel Hopsicker, Jack McLam. I'm going to have a booth, although I'll not be speaking. You're going to see really the contrast between good and evil. The Conspiracy Conference is a great educational opportunity. We hope that many of you will give serious consideration to going May 28th, 29th. That's 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999.
Are you concerned about your child's future? Well, it starts with a sound education. VHM provides for that cornerstone of your child's future with a quality education founded on biblical principles. Our school sets high academic goals while developing moral standards. From preschool through eighth grade, your child is taught by experienced and credentialed teachers in all subjects, including our dynamic music program and state-of-the-art computer classes. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." For over 50 years, VHM Christian School has provided peace of mind to parents knowing their children are receiving an excellent education in a loving environment. VHM is located at 427 Capitola Road Extension in Santa Cruz. Won't you call us today at 475-4762? That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762. Doesn't your child deserve a chance to try VHM?
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Chris, why don't you tie up our program for today?
Well, I just wanted to say, you know, we talked for a few minutes about a lot of the threatening information that comes out of the New Age, particularly toward Christians and so on. But this is another one of those areas where what's happening in the occult realm parallels what we find in Bible prophecy, the warnings, the foretellings that we have from Jesus and the apostles, that those who trust in him would be persecuted and that they would be killed. We know that a time is coming, mentioned by Jesus in Matthew chapter 24. It's talked about further in the book of Revelation, a time of tribulation, a time worse than any other before in the history of mankind. So while the New Age is very threatening, I do believe that as Christians we have nothing to fear. if we're trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord has told us before that we would suffer for his sake, and that this is for our glory and his glory and the glory of his name.
All right, fine. Well, thank you so very much. Our guest has been Chris Pinto. His videos, Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2, and they're available both in video and in DVD. If you'd like to get them, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And I will tell you, we've had tremendous results getting these videos out. They have a tremendous impact on the people who've seen them. Now, we also do carry the New Age Sorcerers of the World Revolution. And then we carry They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. That's They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, or the 10-hour version. You need to get this. You need to show it to your children. You need to help them to understand the spiritual battle that's going on today for the souls of men. We've allowed them to take God out of our schools. We've allowed them to corrupt the souls of our children with the music and with what they're certainly seeing on television. But you can arm them by introducing them to an understanding of the real forces that are working behind the scenes in the world today. So let me suggest you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And order Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2, and either the 3, the 4, or the 10-hour versions of They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. And you'll find this will be fascinating. You'll learn so very, very much from this yourself. But even more than that, you can help your children and your grandchildren to understand that so much of the music today is designed to corrupt the mind and the heart and the soul of your children. Of course, we have a wonderful book called The Crisis in Christian Music. We have a 4-tape set called Musical Madness, going into the background of how music is being used today, even in the Christian church, to destroy Christianity. Our telephone number, again, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then if you'd like to get a free copy of one of our newsletters, perhaps you're interested in what's happening as far as the drug industry is concerned. Our latest newsletter is going out. That's the April newsletter. We'll be glad to send you a free copy if you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. It tells you how they released Vioxx back in 1999, after the study showed a 700% increase in heart attacks with low-dose Vioxx. They knew exactly what was going to happen, and tens of thousands of Americans have died. And when Dr. David Graham came forward to tell the truth, instead of being applauded by the people in the FDA, he was demonized by them, and they've destroyed his career, which will happen to anybody who tries to tell the truth about what's really going on. Understanding we're up against organized evil in every aspect of our society. If you'd like a free copy of the April newsletter, request it. Our website, RadioLiberty.com. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection until Monday. May the Lord be with you.